Je devrais aller le voir.
I should go to see it.
Very good. I should go to see it. J'aurais dû le voir.
I should had.
Once more.
I should have seen it.
Very good. Very good. I should have seen it. Allez.
To go.
To go. J'y vais.
I go here. There.
So, once more. J'y vais.
I go there.
I go there. Ou bien.
I'm going there.
Right. Pouvez-vous m'expliquer la différence dans l'usage des présents I go there et I'm going there?
Quand c'est une action habituelle ou
oui.
Quand c'est une action qu'on fait ponctuellement.
Oui, mais pas nécessairement en ce moment, n'est-ce pas? On peut dire j'y vais maintenant
mm-hmm.
ou j'y vais I'm going there now ou I'm going there today. I'm going there tomorrow. Yes? On décrit une action, mais pas nécessairement au moment présent. I go there, ou I go there very often, j'y vais très souvent, ça dénote une fréquence. I go there every day. Alors, comment dit-on j'y vais ce soir?
I'm going there tonight.
Right, I'm going there tonight. J'y vais très souvent.
I go there... Very often.
Very often. I go there very often. Yes. J'y suis allé hier soir.
I went.
Très bien. Alors, j'y suis allé hier soir.
I went there.
I went there.
Oui. There. Last night.
Last night. I went there last night. Mais... Si vous ne trouvez pas comment se dit le passé, I went.
I did go.
Right, I did go there last night. C'est plus accentué. I did go there. Je n'y suis pas allé hier soir.
I didn't go there last night.
Right, I didn't go there last night. Quand y êtes-vous allé?
When did you... Go there?
Yes, right. When did you go there? Pourquoi n'y êtes-vous pas allé avec moi?
Why did you...
Pourquoi n'y êtes-vous pas allé?
Ah, alors, why don't... No, no. Didn't you...
Very good.
Go there with me.
Very good. Once more.
Why didn't you go there...
Right, yes. Why didn't you go there with me? Vous auriez dû y aller avec moi?
You should have to go there.
Après have, on plonge dans...
You should have gone.
Good.
There with me.
Right, you should have gone there with me. Gone. G-O-N-E.
Mm.
You should have gone there with me. Je n'aurais pas pu y aller avec vous.
I couldn't go. I couldn't have gone there.
Once more, essayez encore une fois.
I couldn't have to go there.
Attention. Après have, il faut employer le participe passé.
I couldn't have. Gone.
Yes, I couldn't have gone there. I couldn't have gone there with you. Parce que je devais rester à la maison.
Because I should...
No, pas je devrais, je devais. J'ai dû rester. Il fallait que je reste.
I had...
Good!
To stay at home.
Right, I had to stay at home. Je devais rester à la maison... I had to stay at home. Qu'est-ce que vous avez dit?
What did you say?
Le moi, rien, pourquoi? Right, yes, what did you say? Il ne vous le dira pas.
He won't say you...
Mm-hmm.
it?
Il ne vous le dira pas.
Alors, he won't...
He
won't say it to you.
He won't say it to you. Ou bien, au lieu de dire say, on peut dire il ne vous le dira pas avec l'autre verbe.
Tell.
Alors?
He won't tell it to you.
Right. He won't tell it to you. Il ne me le dirait pas. Il ne me le dirait pas.
He won't.
Dirait.
He wouldn't tell it to me.
Right. He wouldn't tell it to me. Il ne me le dirait pas. He wouldn't tell it to me. Vous devriez le lui dire à lui.
You should tell it to him.
Right. You should tell it to him. Pouvez-vous me l'envoyer?
Could you...
Pouvez-vous...
Can you...
Right.
Send.
Pouvez-vous me l'envoyer?
Send it to me.
Right. Can you send it to me? Can you send it to me? Pourriez-vous me l'envoyer?
Ah, là c'est... could you send it to me?
Good. Could you send it to me? Et voulez-vous me l'envoyer, s'il vous plaît?
Will you send it to me?
Yes. Will you send it to me, please?